There's a public relations battle going on between gang members and police in Baltimore. The gang started it 3 years ago with a video warning people not to talk to the cops or else. The police and U.S. Attorney's Office are responding with billboards and flyers, and they're not your typical anti-crime slogans. NPR's Laura Sullivan reports.
The Bentley Flyer. It's almost legend now. It's also a giant red billboard on the corner of Park Heights in Cold Spring, just above the pawn shop and liquor store.
Goody Rice got 25 years in federal prison for carrying a gun. Anyone needs a used Bentley?
It takes just a second for Francine Davis to get it as her son tugs on her sweater. Goody Rice used to ride up and down this very street in his Bentley.
Oh, that's messed up. Does anyone need a used Bentley?
Derek Parker is getting his car fixed next door and comes over when he sees Davis reading the sign.
And they put his name up there? They should do nobody. Like, you know, I can see if they was like reporting or, you know what I'm saying? They their name flashed out there. Not a regular person or anything.
To Officer Keith Harrison, though, who often comes out to this corner, Goody Rice is anything but a regular guy.
They moved a lot of drugs through this neighborhood, you know? The Rice brothers. They had this whole side of town, you know, on lockdown.
Rice is serving his years in federal prison in Pennsylvania and didn't want to comment for this story. But his billboard has special meaning to police and prosecutors. Officials say his gang helped produce the homemade Don't Snitch video that struck fear in their witnesses for years.
These guys at one time thought they were invincible. No, they're not.
Police Chief Leonard Hamm took over the department 3 years ago, at a time when the city was having trouble putting away even the most brazen drug dealers and killers. Since partnering with federal prosecutors 2 years ago, the city has had a string of high-profile successes. Chief Hamm says the billboards and flyers aren't about bragging rights. It's showing the neighborhood they really can lock people up for decades.
It's a brilliant stroke. It's absolutely brilliant. It's edgy, but it's not vulgar, and it's not disrespectful. It's the truth. It's the truth. So I think they're marvelous.
There are dozens of billboards. Salothal Itchy Man Thomas, a man with an apparent itchy trigger finger and a penchant for avoiding murder convictions, has one above a grocery store. He was finally convicted in federal court last year. His sign, Itchy Man Thomas, got life in prison for carrying a gun. Wonder what his new nickname is. Officers Robert Horn and Keith Harrison are strolling down the streets near Itchy Man's billboard, walking up to people sitting on their front stoops.
Pass y'all some flyers, brother. It's a new program the federal government's starting, man. Let these young boys know.
Yeah.
Some people take the flyers, but a lot of others just glare at them. Harrison says the no snitch policy is alive and well with some people.
Come on, you fat, trying to hit you.
See, they don't want nothing the police department, eh? You never know what you're going to get from people when you pass it out. You don't want to get anything handed to them by the police.
It isn't long before they run into someone who actually knows the guy on today's flyer, Edward Countess, a man who got life and 10 years.
He ain't dead. What you mean, let him rest?
This man, maybe in his 20s, wearing clothes easily three sizes too big, refuses to take the flyer and heads into the liquor store. Harrison follows him in.
Let me tell you what we trying to do. We just trying to let the young boys know this is what they doing now.
He ain't do nothing. He got time because he ain't open his mouth. But he actually didn't do nothing. I know that from knowledge. He ain't do nothing.
Okay, well, they look. Somebody thought different because, you know, Bobby plead out for life if he ain't do nothing.
You ain't want to make no statements.
Oh, I hear that.
You know how the street go.
Oh, yes, right.
The man brushes past Harrison and Horn and climbs into a waiting car with tinted windows. It pulls away, but suddenly stops. A young woman appears from the back seat, runs over to the officers, grabs the flyer, and hops back in. The two officers smile. They know everyone in that car will read it. That's all they were hoping for. Laura Sullivan, NPR News.